For me personally, it's given me a space to be creative, which I didn't have as I was working from home, and that was a bit hectic and crazy. So I have a space to inspire me and to allow my creativity, but I also then have a space, a big space, for my workshops and courses that I had before, but I was a bit like a traveller and had to carry everything with me and spent quite a bit of money hiring venues. Now I don't have to do that, and it suits me perfectly, and I actually feel a lot more at home here. And the studios as an artist community is very nurturing, and it's almost like being back at uni in a way, because you get creative ideas from other people and different perspectives, and from a sort of an energy point of view, being here and feeling really positive energy and vibes from the buildings and having amazing views to inspire you is just perfect. So that's why what drew me and my husband here as well, because he is also here too.
There's now so many arts organisations in Stoke Town Centre that have kind of descended on here over a process of years. Why do you think that's happened?
I think what happens in any area where it feels like there is some kind of deprivation and emptiness and the soul has gone, I think artists are drawn to those spaces as a source of creativity, but also feeling that they are needed there to help the area and to inspire others and to create somewhere for other people to go that is inspiring too.
How do you think the art map will help and the launch today?
Hopefully it's raised a lot of awareness for Stoke Town itself and the centre of Stoke, and will have raised a lot of people's awareness and changed perceptions. That's the thing, we need to change perceptions of Stoke as a town, and it's really important that it's not just artists and those who already have a link to the arts who are inspired by being here. We need to get general public in and getting them to realise what's here, what's on offer, and what people from Stoke are actually doing creatively. And everyone needs to get involved. My personal thing is that everyone can draw, everybody can paint, everybody can be creative. The reason I do my workshops and courses is so everybody can have a go. Being an ex-teacher, I used to speak to a lot of adults at parents' evenings who believed that they couldn't draw to save their life, which I used to say, what are you saying that for? It's just bonkers. And the creativity button in everybody is switched off, probably age 14, 15, 16, depending on the opportunities or issues that have arisen at school in their art lessons, drama lessons, music lessons. And now being out of teaching and being in the wider world and dealing with a lot of adults who have lots of different issues about their own creativity and their own confidence, it's sort of my mission to make sure everybody can do it and can see that they can do it. And it doesn't matter what the end product is, it's actually doing it and getting some kind of therapy and energy from being creative that's the thing for me. And I think it's working, and I'm getting lots of people coming back to me and saying, this is amazing. Just today, somebody sitting for 10 minutes and drawing a stick and ink image of a conker. Wow, that was amazing. I've not done anything like that for years. It's just like, yes, that's what it's about. So if people can have a go and feel proud of what they can do and feel an energy by their own creativity, that's what it's about. It's not just about looking at art, it's about participating in it and doing it.